The Czech national football team beat Malta in Plzeň on Friday, picking up 3 points in the 2014 World Cup qualifications. Czechs previously had 1 point for the 0-0 tie with Denmark last month. Theodor Gebrselassie was the first Czech to score in the match against Malta, with teammates Tomáš Pekárt and Jan Rezek adding 2 more goals in the second half. Although it took the Czechs a full 30 minutes to find their groove, the victory was not a big surprise. Now the team has to focus on a more difficult match on Tuesday, when they face one of the strongest opponents in their qualification group, Bulgaria. As the 25-year-old defender Gebrselassie pointed out.
So far we were preparing for the match with Malta, but everyone knows that the Bulgarians are whole grade above Malta. It will definitely be a tougher match and more dangerous from the very beginning than the match with Malta was.
The Czechs, with 4 points, are currently ranked third in their qualification group, trailing Bulgaria by 1 point. In the world of Extraliga hockey, Prague's Sparta put an end to their 9-game losing streak on Sunday, winning 3-2 over Pardubice. Jaromír Jágr, playing currently for Kladno, did not manage to get a single goal, although he had 3 chances to do so in the Sunday match against the North Bohemian Litvinov. Nevertheless, his team won 2-1, putting them in 4th place in the Extraliga so far. Next Tuesday's match between Jágr's Kladno and Kometa Brno in Prague sold out in just 6 hours. Czech tennis players saw both failures and successes at the Shanghai Masters Championship last week. Highest-seeded Czech player Tomáš Berdych lost to the eventual tournament winner Novak Djokovic on Saturday. But the 6-3, 6-4 singles semifinal was not the end for Czechs in Shanghai. Radek Štěpánek with partner Leandre Paes of India grabbed their 3rd tour-level title of the season on Sunday after defeating India's Mahesh Bhupathi and Rohan Bopanna in the doubles final. The 4th-seeded Czech-Indian duo had won the Australian Open this year, but lost in the US Open finals last month. The 59-year-old jockey Josef Vanja with his Hurst Tumen failed to defend last year's title at the Velká Pardubická steeplechase cross-country run in Pardubice, taking 3rd place on Saturday. Although the 8-time champion considered his result a loss, he said he was not willing to beat his horse just to take 2nd place. In the end, the unlikely winner of the race was the French mare Orphée de Blis with jockey Jan Faltasek. Vanya, who will be turning 60 in a few weeks, has taken part in the Velká Pardubická steeplechase 26 times, and he's still considering participating next year. The Velká Pardubická race had to be moved this year from its traditional Sunday spot to Saturday because of another long-standing event taking place in the city this weekend, the Golden Helmet Speedway Race. Grzegorz Walasek became the first Pole to win the Golden Helmet on Sunday, leaving behind Fredrik Lindgren of Sweden and the Dane Hans Andersen. The best Czech result of the race was Aleš Dremel's 4th place. This year's European champion, Dremel had taken the 3rd place in Pardubice in 2005 and was visibly disappointed with Sunday's result.
I'm not very happy with 4th place, but as I say, that's history now. Let's see what will happen next year.